course, you're away from your family, and so you're missing your family. And living out in French Guiana is okay, but it's not like living in the UK. Not quite as safe, so you didn't go out in the evenings. So there was no evening socialising or anything, or very little, there was some. But the climate was incredible. And as I say, the eating was so different. It reminded me more of how we used to live when I was younger, and the meals of when I was younger, because Mum didn't go out to work, and everything was prepared and everything was done, and we ate. Well, we had school meals. That was the big thing in those days as well. And so you had a school meal and came home and had perhaps, a light tea, bread and jam, or an egg or something like that. It felt much more like that, I must admit. As I say, I came back thinking, yes, that's what I want to do, and that's how I want to, because I can then not have insulin, not have tablets, I feel better. And I then went on to proactive research at the clinic, and you're really well looked after then. But I couldn't keep that lifestyle up. I went and worked for a small firm that you couldn't have a meal at lunchtime. So I was buying meals and microwaving them and all sorts of things like that. But it just didn't happen. And since then, we've slipped back. I've gone back on insulin quite heavily, I don't know, because I think that's one of the things that you don't know what's heavy, what isn't. There's still a certain lack of knowledge and understanding, and it's probably a lot to do with me, because I don't go to the clinic and ask a lot of questions. I just go there for, and it must be hard for them as well, really, because they don't get much feedback from me, I suppose, apart from I did tell them when I came back from Karoo how I felt, and it lasted, I suppose, about 3 or 4 months, and then I was